first.
I will.
Yeah. Just give us the background of when you both came down here, and the reasons why you came down.
Okay, well, we came down here because I always wanted to get my trainer's licence, and I'm originally from Tassie, so I thought rather than trying to get it in Sydney, up at Randwick with people like Gay Waterhouse, and you know, you can't get boxes up there, I thought it'd be a really good place to start off.
You didn't think about going to country New South Wales?
No, it was never really an option because Adam wanted to ride in the trials down here, so that was it kind of worked out well for both of us that way.
Alright, when did you arrive down here?
It was about 3 years ago.
Okay, and you've got boxes at Elwick, at Brighton I should say?
When I first came down here we trained at 7 Mile Beach and we kept the horses on Jenny James's property and it didn't work out there and about 6 months later we ended up taking the horses down to Runnymede to Charlie Goggins.
Yeah, and that's where they stay now?
Yep.
Yep. How many have you got there?
I don't have any work at the moment. I didn't renew my trainer's license this season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you still plan to do that down the track?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, once I'm a bit older and maybe I have a few owners behind me, I'll start again.
How old are you?
27.
Okay, still plenty of time.
Yep.
All right, well, you ride track work every morning?
Every morning, yep.
Yeah, and whereabouts do you do that?
Up at Brighton and then we go down to Runnymede after that.
Do a few of Charlie's?
Yep.
And the Willis?
Yep.
Okay. And are you happy and content having made the move?
Yeah, definitely. Now that we're riding in the trials, it's something else to work towards. We've got our Picnic Jockey licence, so...
You've got your...
Picnic Jockey licence?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so in 5 weeks' time, we're going to fly over to Melbourne and have a go there.
Right.
Yeah.
Adam, you obviously, part of the deal of making the move, is a reasonable upheaval for you to come to Tassie?
Yeah, well, I'm obviously a Sydney boy and I've lived there my whole life but I really enjoy being in Tasmania. It's a really good lifestyle and you don't have all the traffic and the other things that you've got in Sydney to deal with. I really enjoy Tasmania.
All right, now you do track work obviously the same amount of time as Anita, so it keeps you very busy.
Yeah, no, we ride plenty of mornings, so we keep ourselves very busy.
How many horses would you ride between you a morning?
Oh, we could do sometimes over 40, but usually between, we'd easily do at least 15 each, 15 to 20 something, so at least 30 between us a morning.
Okay, and that's enough to keep the wolves away from the door?
Yes, that's it, yeah, you know, it keeps the food on the table.
Alright, lovely, and you're quite an accomplished rider, your background is?
I had never sat on a horse really till I turned 18. My dad was into horse racing and we used to listen to the races on the radio me and my brothers when we were kids and then watch it on the TV and we used to go to the races a lot and that was the only thing we had to do with the horses was going to the races and loved the racing and just thought wanted to have a career in racing and yeah, went from there.
Where did you and Anita meet?
We actually met working for Gay Waterhouse.
Okay.
Yeah, I was one day we had a new girl start and it was Anita and yeah, and I was rubbing my hands together and lucky enough she wanted to go out with me so that was we went from there.
Anita, was it love at first sight?
I think it was. I think I fell in love with his smile and his eyes.
There you go, now he's going all coy. Alright, so your plans, you have aspirations to train one day, maybe in a partnership with Anita?
Oh, I've never really saw myself as someone who wanted to train. Hopefully ride at the picnics and then maybe get my jumps jockey license after that. That's what I'd be aiming for. I'll leave the stress of training to Anita, I think.
All right, well, you actually also do the clerk of the course job for the Tasmanian Racing Club. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah, no, it's a job that I'd never considered doing, but I was offered it and I gave it a go, and it is a really enjoyable job, and you see the different side of it, and it's something I do enjoy.
Is it rewarding?
Yes, no, it is. It's you feel more part of the race day, and the pay's not too bad either.
Okay, how old are you, Adam?
26.
All right, so you are the elder of the two, eh?
Yeah, I'm the cradle snatcher.
All right. The picnics are how far away? 5 weeks?
5 weeks to the first meet of the season, yep.
Yeah, and whereabouts will that be?
Hillsville.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how many races do they have on that day?
I'm not sure. It's usually six 24/7, yeah.
Okay. How do you get the rides? Do you actually have to ring up the owners and trainers and try and get the rides?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be hard because we're not based over in Melbourne. We've got a few contacts over there. Elise Smith, that used to be a jockey here.
Yep.
Yeah, he's over there and he knows a few people he can put us on to.
All right. Well, maybe we'll pop a story on Taz Racing and maybe people might see that and it might encourage them to book you. You've both built reputations as being very, very good riders, good horsewoman and good horsemen. It's something you need to get to make sure there's some longevity in your careers.
No, oh, definitely. Well, if you can ride the bad horses, then you can pretty much jump on anything, and there's a need for people to be able to get on those horses, and it doesn't restrict. If you can only ride a certain amount of horses, it restricts what you can and can't ride, where if you can do a variety of different horses and the hard pullers or the young ones, it just gives you more options and a lot more rides are there for you to do.
Okay, how many horses would you ride for Charlie a week, Anita?
A week. It varies. He does different things with them every day. Sometimes they go for a swim or off the pony. We only go down to Charlie's now 4 days a week, so we have anywhere from 7 to 9 rides each a day, so 28 to 30 rides a week.
Okay, now you're riding trials, both of you?
Yes.
You're riding here today?
Yeah, we have a ride each.
All right, okay. Who are you on?
I'm on Tappan Inn.
Okay, and yeah. You're on?
Music player for Charlie.
Okay, all right, they're in trials coming up shortly. All right, all the best. Let's hope the career continue to blossom.
Okay.